Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Oh, good. You can hear me.
Absolutely.
Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. Hope you did too.
Awesome. Okay, so not a lot went on.
Yeah, that always happens.
Right. Not a lot at all.
But Tara will be gone for a couple of weeks and all hell breaks loose. So.
Exactly. Now, this always happens when I go on vacation.
Yeah.
The only question is what it will be. Okay, so Donald Trump does what was pretty obvious, I think, that he was going to do. He was going to get Maduro out of there.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you for months, Maduro would be taken alive. I've been forecasting that. Maduro has a lot of information that the Trump administration wants and needs. In fact, he's probably the most valuable guy on earth at this point, short of maybe Vladimir Putin, that we could bring in and shake down for information. I'm going to get into what that's about for a long time. Although if you've been listening to my Battleground America podcast, you know all about it. There is a backstory here that isn't even being covered in the American media. We'll get into all of that as the show unfolds today. This is going to be one of these shows you're going to want to listen to from beginning to end because there's so much stuff. I don't even think I can repeat myself in terms of explaining it all, what's going on. It's all good. It's all fantastic. This is just going to benefit America massively. When you have Oleg Deripaska, a Russian oligarch, freaking out because this is going to severely depress oil prices around the globe, you know that we're headed in the right direction. So much stuff going on today. Let's start with the Democrats. Lying as usual, because that's all they have, is their lies, that this is somehow an illegal operation.
It's a violation of the law to do what they did without getting the authorization of Congress.
Clearly, this is wildly illegal. This is a president who has been operating illegally since he was sworn into office.
He's a bad guy, but we pledge an oath to the Constitution, Jackie, and the Constitution does not give the president the power to initiate military action.
This was not simply a counter-narcotics operation. It was an act of war.
No, no, and no. No, this is no. First of all, Joe Biden, if you look at, Lee, the wanted poster that the Biden administration put out for Maduro, you know, the one with the $25 million bounty on his head, that wanted poster, what word do they use? What wanted for what? A cocktail party? No. Wanted for what? Arrest. It says it right on the wanted poster. Wanted for arrest. So America is offering $25 million. Donald Trump obviously doubled that later for the what? Say it with me. Arrest of Maduro. What? I don't know. Trump just went in there. He's a wild man. No, he has been indicted. Maduro has since 2020. That is by U.S. courts for his drug trafficking operations, the proliferation of weapons, other stuff he's been doing. We'll get into that in a little bit. That is why Biden had a $25 million bounty on his head. Because why? Because the indictments existed to arrest him. This is not hard. And the Democrats all knew it, Lee. They're all, the leadership anyway, on record mocking Trump in 2019 when it became kind of a canard to say it was proof that Trump is a Putin puppet because he has not taken out, ended, captured, whatever, Maduro. So this is where we are this morning. What did you think of this whole operation?
The operation itself was amazing
from
what I've been reading. And this should this, and you back this up with the Iranian strike between the U.S. and Israel back several months ago. You look at the operations that this country has undertaken during the Trump administration. Well, it's obvious that the U.S. military, despite who the administration is, whether good or bad, is well prepared for these types of situations. And apparently, from what I've been hearing, there were a few soldiers, U.S. soldiers, injured. And there was one aircraft that was hit by gunfire. It was still able to fly and do its mission. So we had basically minimal casualties and no lost equipment, and took out the target in no time. And I also thought it was interesting that, and the president alluded to this, and I've seen some stuff backing it up in the media, that we pretty much took out their electrical grid by cyber attack.
Which is awesome, showing the power of the U.S. military used finally the way it should be used for our own protection in our own backyard.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing, that this is something that is right in our backyard. This is not us, you know, steaming aircraft carriers off to the Pacific or North Atlantic or the Indian Ocean or whatever. This is right in our backyard. And as I'm sure you're going to point out, this also has ties to what is going on in Russia, Ukraine, China, Iran, many other situations. This is all tied together. And of course, you know, Democrats are going to sit here and say, it's illegal, unconstitutional. You didn't tell us. And that's has nothing to do with anything. That's just what they're going to do. That's their strategy. That's their narrative.
He didn't have to tell them. And I'm here to tell you, he couldn't tell them because they would have tipped off Venezuela.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
They would have tipped off their Iranian friends. They would have tipped off Venezuela. And we would potentially not have Maduro alive. I think we're going for him no matter what. We need Maduro alive. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain it to you why, in a way, you're not going to hear from just about anybody else today. Who understands this? And we've been talking about this since the beginning of the year. One of the first stories I did once Trump was sworn in was Maduro began to panic. And my daughter and I sat there. She speaks fluent Spanish. She and I translated the speech. Mine's okay, but it's not as good as hers. And I said, I want to make sure I understand what Maduro is saying here. What Maduro began saying to Donald Trump in the beginning of the year, don't tase me, bro. Wait, what? He was saying, I didn't want to send Trende Aragua to America. Joe Biden made me. He made me send them. And he continued to infiltrate your country. And he continued to say, the FBI ran them through the Colombian safe houses. Check your records. I know which safe houses they ran them through. I had no choice but to send them. What are you seeing here? What I've been seeing since the beginning of this. I have been saying this. This Donald Trump sees what I saw and what I've seen for years, that the Democrats and Iran, Venezuela, Trende Aragua, the Mexican cartels, Cartel de los Soles, have merged. They have merged. They are one criminal entity. You can see this in many ways I have demonstrated to you. For instance, Biden's own spokesperson, John Kirby, admitting, yeah, Iran is funding the Democrat street protests. Not all of them, but, you know, some. That's illegal. They had teamed with Trende Aragua. Why? To move the replacement voters in. So Trump took a look at this and went, oh, my gosh, it's not enough just to militarize our border and close it. I've got to rip this out by the roots. Rip what out? The cartel, the big one, the merge between Iran, Hezbollah, Venezuela, Cartel de los Soles. Yes, the Mexican cartels, which are also a part of this structure. It's a super structure. He's starting in Venezuela and he's ripping it out. He's breaking up the Democrats and our enemies. Going right back to the beginning and doing that. So we're going to lay that out as it is. In order to stop all of this, Trump had to do that. And by the way, hope you had great holidays. Did you have a good time, Lee?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, this is probably the longest I've ever been out of this chair consecutively in the 11 years I've been here. And you know, my daughter is leaving next year for college. So this is our last true Christmas together as a family.
Hold it together, Mom. Hold it together.
I know. And so we just vegged and hung out and focused on each other. And, you know, as teenagers, My kids love Family Time. So no, I'm just kidding. But no, we did. We watched. We had a whole list of movie classics and things that we wanted to get done. Went to the firing range, hung out, ate great food. Too much of that. I'm back on a PhD weight loss plan.
Yeah,
and it was absolutely wonderful. So I'm hoping, Lee. So I think one of the tests of like how good of a parent you are, besides the fact that like your kid doesn't end up in prison, you know what I'm saying, and actually ends up gainfully employed. Like after all that, do they want to come back and spend time with you?
Yes. Yeah.
And your kids have always come back. Yes. So I'm hoping mine will.
Yeah, but I'm sure they will.
We had a wonderful family holiday together. So
glad to hear that.
Yeah. So hope you did too.